prayer bulletin for February 2025, written and recorded by David E. Smith. Over the past 4 years, we have seen our culture devolve into chaos and absurdity. Perhaps the best example of this is how women and girls were subjected to multiple levels of abuse in the form of biological males invading their restrooms and locker rooms, dominating their sports, taking their scholarships, and winning the championships that were set aside exclusively for females. But then comes President Donald J. Trump, who, during his first week in office, issued an executive order making it abundantly clear that the federal government would no longer accept the previous definition of a quote-unquote woman, that is, anyone who happened to feel like a woman at a particular moment in time, and return the definition to the historic, traditional, and biologically rooted one, biological human female. Of course, this common sense, biological reality coupled with a clear denouncement of so-called gender identity sent liberals into a tailspin, and all kinds of ire has been on display. Even more disconcerting to these folks is something many missed in the president's executive order. Keen observers may have also noticed another phrase that was sneaked into the order. From conception. Yes, that phrase. From conception. In Section 2, subpoints D and E, in defining male and female, state, quote, female means a person belonging at conception to the sex that produces the large reproductive cells, and male means a person belonging at conception to the sex that produces the small reproductive cells, end quote. This is an important development for two reasons. First, that Trump and his administration are clearly and unequivocally agreeing with truth. The truth that gender is fixed and cannot be changed. And second, the truth that a human person is created at the moment of conception and his or her biological sex is determined at conception. Proverbs 23:23 tells us to buy the truth and do not sell it. And in John chapter 8, verse 32, Jesus tells us, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. It is important that we recognize the truth. Jesus tells us in John chapter 8 that the truth will set us free from bondage, bondage to sin. And in chapter 14, verse 6, he proclaims, I am the way, the truth, and the life. We invite our brothers and sisters in Christ to lift the following thanksgivings and supplications to the Lord. We have much to pray about. Please pray for the following bullet points. First, thank the Lord for the 9 pro-life executive orders issued by President Trump during his first week in office. Next point, thank the Lord for a peaceful transition of power between President Joe Biden and President Donald J. Trump. Next point, thank the Lord for President Trump's bold moves to protect our southern border, combat transgenderism, and quash the un-American ideology of diversity, equity, and inclusion, also known as DEI. Next bullet point. Thank the Lord for federal and state officials who support the sanctity of human life. Pray that they will become outspoken defenders of innocent human life from conception to natural death. Next bullet point. Thank the Lord for his gift of self-government. Thank him for the freedom we have to vote for local officials in the consolidated elections on April 1st. May God have mercy on our local government authorities. May we and they be good stewards of this responsibility. Next bullet point. Thank the Lord for his gifts that have been enshrined in the First Amendment. Praise God for religious liberty, the right to assemble peacefully, freedom of speech, freedom of the press, and the right to petition the government for redress of grievances. Next bullet point. Thank God for the freedoms we have to worship him freely in this state and nation. Pray for stronger local churches and bolder pastors who are not ashamed of the gospel. Next bullet point. Please pray that efforts to indoctrinate children in government schools will fail and that local school boards and administrators will reject the woke agenda for their students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Next bullet point. Please pray that assisted suicide legislation would fall short of gaining support in the Illinois General Assembly this session. Next bullet point. Please pray that legislation to legalize prostitution would make no progress in Illinois during this legislative session. Next bullet point. Please pray that state and federal officials would understand the harms of marijuana use, gambling addictions, and the teaching of sexual licentiousness, especially to our children. Next bullet point. Please pray that Illinois lawmakers would know, fear, and obey the God of the Bible, that they may recognize Jesus Christ as the Son of God and his work on Calvary to redeem us from our sins. Next bullet point. Please pray that God will give wisdom and discernment to the honest public servants in Springfield who must work in the swamp of corruption, and that they have courage to serve the Lord with fear and trembling and not shrink back from calling out every form of wickedness. Next bullet point. Please pray that many godly counselors and advisors will surround our elected officials, and that local pastors and Christian leaders will intentionally seek opportunities to visit and minister to these men and women. Next bullet point. Please pray that God will work in the hearts of key federal officials, including President Donald Trump, Vice President J.D. Vance, U.S. Senate Majority Leader John Thune, U.S. Senate Minority Leader Charles Schumer, U.S. House Speaker Michael Johnson, and U.S. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries. Next bullet point. Please pray that God will work in the hearts of key state officials, including Governor J.B. Pritzker, Lieutenant Governor Julia Stratton, Illinois Senate President Don Harmon, Illinois Senate Republican Leader John Curran, Illinois House Speaker Chris Welsh, and Illinois House Minority Leader Tony McCombie. Next point. Please pray that God will use the upcoming IFI Worldview Conference on March 8th to help equip and challenge parents, grandparents, and pastors. Amen.